Hey everyone, it's your boy Logan Cruz here, coming at you live and direct from the Spartan Mindset Headquarters. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like a hamster on a wheel, just going through the motions day in and day out? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, that feeling of burnout is no joke. It can creep up on you before you know it, sucking the joy out of everything. But here's the thing. You don't have to be a slave to exhaustion. You don't have to live in a constant state of stress and overwhelm. We're going to dive deep into this whole burnout business today, figure out how it happens, and most importantly, how to get your life back on track. Think about it. Life is not just about working hard, grinding, and pushing yourself to the limit. It's about finding that sweet spot, that balance between ambition and well-being. That's what we're talking about today, how to prioritize your well-being so you can show up as your best self, both in life and in whatever goals you have. Here are five key takeaways, my friends, five golden nuggets of wisdom to help you crush this burnout beast. First off, let's talk about awareness. You gotta know when you're heading into that danger zone, right? Burnout doesn't just magically appear out of thin air. It's a gradual thing. Pay attention to the signs, feeling constantly drained, having trouble focusing, losing your motivation, snapping at people a little easier than usual. These are all red flags, my friends. You gotta catch them early and address them head on before they snowball into a full-blown burnout crisis. Next up, boundaries. You've got to learn to say no sometimes. This is crucial. I know, it's hard. Saying no feels like letting people down, right? But trust me, saying yes to everything and burning yourself out does more harm than good in the long run. Protect your time and energy. Prioritize what truly matters to you. If something isn't serving you or adding value to your life, it's okay to politely decline. Third, recharge those batteries. We all need downtime. It's not a luxury. It's essential for your well-being. Make time for activities that bring you joy, reading, spending time in nature, catching up with loved ones, getting lost in a good movie, whatever it is that helps you unwind and recharge. Don't underestimate the power of a good night's sleep either. Seriously, 7 to 8 hours of quality shut-eye can do wonders for your mental and physical health. Number 4. Get moving. Exercise doesn't have to be a grueling marathon every day. Find something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, swimming, yoga, whatever gets your body moving and your blood pumping. Exercise is a fantastic stress reliever and mood booster. Last but not least, connect with others. Human beings are social creatures after all. We need that connection, that sense of belonging. Make time for meaningful interactions with friends, family, or even join a club or group activity that aligns with your interests. Sharing experiences, laughter, and stories can be incredibly uplifting and fulfilling. Ever feel like you're drowning in to-dos, deadlines, and just the general chaos of life? I had this friend Sarah who was exactly in that boat. She was a total workaholic, always pushing herself, taking on too much, never stopping to breathe. One day, she realized she couldn't even remember the last time she took a vacation or had a truly relaxing evening at home. She was constantly stressed, exhausted, and just felt completely depleted. That's when she decided to make a change. She started by setting boundaries, saying no to extra projects, delegating tasks, and prioritizing self-care. She started going for walks in the park, joined a yoga class, and made time for coffee dates with friends. You know what? She started feeling like herself again. Her energy levels soared, her stress melted away, and she was actually enjoying life again. The bottom line is this. Taking care of your well-being isn't selfish. It's essential. When you prioritize your mental and physical health, you unlock a whole new level of energy, focus, and happiness. You become more resilient, more creative, and better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. So, remember these key takeaways. Be aware of the signs of burnout. Set healthy boundaries. Recharge your batteries regularly. Get moving and connect with others. These simple yet powerful strategies can make a world of difference in your life. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might need a little dose of Spartan mindset inspiration. Let's spread the word about prioritizing well-being. And if you have any thoughts, stories, or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep training savage, living free, and dominating every day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.